Hello, it's Friday, the 12th of July, in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another nightly news. I've got my cat back. Cat's back. She was down in Wales with PCP, where I was supposed to be until 5G on the motorway got the better of me. And we've also got Christy, who was also in Wales. Hello, ladies.
Hi, good to be back.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We're going to jump straight in. We're going to get an update from Kat on what happened in Wales because I missed it. But we're going to start where we haven't started for quite a while. Kate Watch. Not only obviously we're saying that the rise of Rose Hanbury and all the deleted articles about Rose that have suddenly started appearing. So today was the annual charity Polo Cup, which is at Kensington Palace. It's on every year. William's always playing polo. They generally win his team. And Kate's job for the last 10 years or however long has been to hand the cup over to William. Well, she's not there today. There have also been reports that she won't be attending Wimbledon and presenting the winner the prize. Now, that's her favourite event, and she's not going to be there. And it's apparently this is down to William. He's the one who decides whether she'll go to events, and he very much wants to guard her. And basically, she can't do anything, Kate, because she's gone missing. Okay, we had that little brief moment on the balcony and in the carriage. Could it be CGI? Because there were pictures floating around that a foot was going through a footman's leg, Kate's foot. But we haven't seen her again. And she looked all right to go to changing of the guards or whatever it was, but she can't go to her favourite event of Wimbledon because William won't allow it. Okay. That's the end of Kate Watch. What do you say, Christy? Your thoughts on Kate?
Well, I don't know. It's all very strange. The fact that she, allegedly has cancer was still, something that I think is a bit odd because, she looked remarkably well in the photos that came out of her, didn't they? And she went to a few different things, and obviously Rose Hanbury, like you said, I mean, it seems like she is with William, isn't it?
Well, Camilla's made her rise. But somebody said to me, there's that website Clonaid. It's a company. Clones are a thing, we know. I mean, how many years ago they did Dolly the Sheep? How many
I
years? And we know, and
know,
there's a
yonks
lot
ago,
of
wasn't it?
exactly
Yeah,
the way tech, we know,
remember that.
I've seen videos of rappers saying they're like a fourth generation, they are. And apparently it's 6 months to make a clone. What if?
Oh, is it? Oh
Apparently,
my
it's six
gosh,
months
that.
to make a clone. What if Kate was a clone? I know we're going down a crazy conspiracy theory, but what if? What if? What if? What if it was CGI? What if it was a hologram?
Could have been.
Yes.
We've seen the holograms before. Remember the Pope in the
The
on the
Pope,
balcony?
exactly.
We know they can do
Exactly.
it. We do know. We know we can do it. They've shown us they can do it. So it's
Exactly.
not so far out there to think that that would be the case, to be It's
honest, is
not.
it?
I saw a video a little while ago, and it was someone talking in one of the in the meetings, that is the world, not the World Health Organization,
World Economic Forum.
World Economic Forum, and they were saying that there's going to come a time when the public won't know whether something is real or not, with artificial
Yeah.
intelligence, that they'll think that they're speaking to someone real and it's absolutely not. And so they're letting you know. I mean, that's already happening, isn't
Well,
it?
Christy brought a story up that in South Korea, they've had the first suicide of a robot.
Have
It threw
they?
itself down a flight of stairs, and apparently it knew how to handle doors, it knew where to go, it was all programmed. And apparently, South Korea are mourning the death of the first suicide of a robot.
The world just gets more nuts every second.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's just insanity. Right. Also,
oh, just quickly, before you go move on away from the royals, you'd guess who was at the Senate yesterday?
Oh, I know.
King Charles and Camilla.
Wow.
Yeah. We got the day wrong. But then, you know, we, because obviously we were at the Senate Tuesday, but they wouldn't have let us anywhere near anyway. But yeah, no. King Charles and Camilla were at the Senate.
I can't say King Charles. It's just, ugh. Just,
I know.
And
it is
Queen Camilla, shut up.
I know, because she's technically not the queen, really, is she?
Well, now she is, because he ordained her as queen. So she is. So, right, let me move on. I'm interested to hear Kat's feedback on this. Pro-LGBT groups, including Stonewall, are urging the UK government to abandon new sex education guidance for schools. The draft guidelines discourage teaching gender ideology and emphasise age-appropriate sex education. Critics argue that guidelines threaten LGBTQ+. The guidance for safeguarding children and involving parents. Oh, sorry, I missed a line there. Sorry. The critics argue the guidelines threaten LGBT plus inclusion and do not adequately prepare children for the modern life. The Christian Institute supports the guidance for safeguarding children and involving parents. But pro-LGBT groups also must represent the guideline stance in preventing sexual abuse and ignorant evidence from the CAS review. So basically, Stonewall are urging the government to abandon the guidelines for schools. What's that about then?
Oh, there'll be something dodgy behind that. I'm telling you now. They were a bit like, because I was quite confused when you were reading that and thinking, hang on a minute.
I had to read it twice.
Yeah. So Stonewall are saying, yeah, we want to get rid of this education. They're not saying that. They're saying the guidance for it. What do they mean? What they probably mean is get rid of the guidance and we've got a new one that we want to put in.
Well, apparently these guidelines discourage teaching the gender ideology and emphasise age-appropriate sex education. Is this what Stonewall are worried about? They don't want these guidelines in. They want the teachers to go gung-ho.
Well, they definitely do. We know their ideology.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
They definitely
don't want to be getting rid of it. They want it kept. If anything, they want something new in there, which is even more sinister than what we've already got.
Yeah.
They're the ones who were implicated.
So basically, they're saying those guidelines, they're not extreme. Like, sod the guidelines, sod age-appropriate sex education. You know, just teach it as you will.
Yeah, that's what it's got to mean, I think. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so now. And I'm now reading it a second time because it reads like that they're, you know, don't
that's
go along
probably
the
quite clever.
Yeah.
Probably did that.
Very cleverly written, that.
Yeah, I would say so. Because so people are going to think straight away, well, Stonewall, you know, and actually that's not going to be the case whatsoever, considering they're complicit in all of this in the first instance, you know?
Exactly.
So I don't know if they're trying to save face in that way, maybe. Possibly. Yeah.
Possibly. So I've just got two more. Channel 4 are saying that brands should do more to promote transgenderism in their TV advertisements. Based on the view of 56 trans people, the publicly funded broadcaster urged advertisers to normalize transgender visibility on screen. The report, which The Mirror did on transgender people, was commissioned by... Oh, sorry, no. The report, Mirror on Transgender People, was commissioned by Channel 4 in partnership with Wavemaker and Kru, makers of E45 creams. But in May, the skincare brand launched a controversial ad campaign celebrating sex swap surgery. Channel 4 claimed that the representation of transgender people within advertising is lacking, and portrayals are commonly sensationalised. The report speculated that the fear of anti-trans backlash had led to a notable decline in brands supporting and working with transgender talent at a time when it's needed the most.
Needed the most. In other words, what we want to do is normalise it, so make sure you get every advert that's got a trans... And in fact, I saw just briefly earlier... The X Factor, I think it is, which is the one Simon Cowell does.
Yeah, X Factor.
They, because the numbers have dropped, they're getting in, they're allowing trans male, trans boys or
they're going to drop even more.
Well, you say that, will they? They should. But you know what people are like? They'll be like, I want to watch it now because there's trans. Do you know what I mean? Like people who don't really know what's going on or don't think there's an issue with it. The only people who won't watch it are the people who don't watch it now, you know? So,
I don't know. People have, I think we've got more people have had enough of this. Shit.
Yeah, there's definitely more than what we're being led to believe, and there's things like this about, you know, pushing the advertising through Channel 4 and doing this because they're desperately trying to get it more popular, and you know, and I think that's the reasoning for it, isn't it? Because it's just absolutely, how can we put things like this up on a pedestal? Yeah, it's absolutely fine to chop your bits off, don't worry about it, take all these drugs until you till you die young, exactly. Because these, you know, this is insane. It's insane.
So my final story, Diddy's mum is hospitalised. So she was hospitalised in South Florida after experiencing chest pains. Janice Cohn was rushed to the hospital on Wednesday after she complained about discomfort in her chest. According to sources close to Diddy, it's still unclear exactly what caused the pain, but we're being told she's going to remain in hospital for at least another day. Sources say Diddy was in Miami at the time and at his mum's request, went to the hospital to be by her side. We're told Janice Coombs believed the pain is related to the stress over her son's legal woes, including the federal investigations and multiple civil lawsuits. This is the same mother who wears the white nail varnish. Now, we know from the Cassie lawsuits, what Diddy demands his sex slaves to always have white nail varnish on. And it's even reported that Diddy's mum and his sons were all involved in freak-offs. He got like three generations. So Diddy's going down. Hopefully he takes most of Hollywood down with him. And that's my news. Let's go over to Christy.
There's been a lot of videos and a lot of information coming out about the unexplained deaths for children. And in particular, there's been something that came on X. And it was Alberta Health Service. And it was 2021. They were looking at unexplained deaths since then. And it has risen by 3,328%. And also, on the day of the election, something came out on the database for deaths by vaccination status in England, health stats and research. And that also is apparently horrific. But I haven't had a chance to look at that one yet. But somebody sent it to me and said, you know, that I need to look into it because they released it on the day of the election. And then since then, obviously, there's been horrific news going on in the media. So everyone's really distracted. But I do need to get onto the database of that. So that's really worrying because it's all starting to come out now that there is unexplained and sudden deaths happening. And now it is really affecting children as well. Well, it has been since 2021, but it's now becoming available, the information, and more people are speaking out. So yeah, what do you think about that? It's quite shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right actually as well, Chris, when you said they released it on the day of the election to sort of mask it up. Do you know what I mean? Everybody was focused elsewhere, and it's one of those things that they want to sort of brush under the carpet. But let's be honest, it's not going to be brushed under the carpet because it doesn't stop. This continues to happen on a daily basis.
But Alberta's Canada, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
But the day of the Canadian election?
So apparently, I don't think it was the Alberta one, but that has come out as well. I've seen that on X.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry. It is two different things, but obviously this is happening everywhere where the rollout was, from what I can tell. And so, yeah, so Alberta, is that the right way to say it? Because if anyone's listening, from them, so their health service, so they've released this information. At first, they thought it was had risen by 328%, but they re-looked at the data and it's 3,328% rise. But on the same day of the election, they released the data for death by vaccination status in England, but I haven't looked at it yet.
Right, okay, we'll have a look into that. We'll have a dig and then we can bring it up. I mean, you sent a story over, Christy.
Yes.
From Dorset Echo. It's written by Trevor Bevins, and it's concerns over naming Freemasons in Dorset Council.
So
Conservative group leader and councillor Andrew Perry said it was unfair to single out the organisation when other groups such as Extinction Rebellion were likely to have more influence on the work of the council.
I know, that's it. They're not
allowed to have affiliations with people like Extinction Rebellion, I do believe, because I found out one of the councillors in Totnes was actually leader of Extinction Rebellion for the South West, and then I found he'd actually stepped down by that time. I don't know whether he still was at the time.
Right.
But apparently, Councillor Perry from West Parley said he has not been a member of any Freemasons Lodge, but had carried out his own personal charity work through groups such as the Young Farmers Roundtable and the Rotary. I mean, we know the Rotary is linked to the Masons anyway.
Yes.
So this is being discussed in Dorset Council at the moment, whether they're to be named or they should be kept secret who's within the Freemasons.
I know, it's quite amazing, really, that this has actually come out, isn't it, you know?
It is quite, actually, I was just going to say, but I can't imagine them naming them. I don't know.
Well, that's what they're planning to do, because it's this conduct report. So there are people panicking within the council that they're going to be exposed as Freemasons.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's, talks about building people of integrity, and it says that Freemasonry brings people together irrespective of race, religion, or other differences that can divide us in society. So in other words, they're tight, which we know, don't we? You know, they all stick together and they're all there, you know, helping each other out.
We need to do what the Argentinian Prime Minister, do you remember he was there with the chainsaw, and he said their inflation was at, I don't know, 130%. I could be wrong on that figure, just saying. Well, right. Within 6 months, because he loves Trump, doesn't he? He was always talking about President Trump. Within 6 months, he has got inflation to zero. Do you know how he did it? He got rid of practically half of government offices and departments. Do you remember he was standing at that board pulling all those things down? Department for LGBT rights, gone. Well, he's done it. He's got rid of half of all government departments, got rid of all this nonsense, and their inflation is at 0% from being at 130.
Funnily enough, this is something Darren always says, right? He always says, like, it's a load of, and he's right, and he's been saying this for a long time. He said they keep making these departments and jobs within the council and whatever. He said to take it just for the sake of it. Do you know what I mean? He said they don't need to be there. You've got managers and managers and managers. He said we don't need any of that stuff. Do you know what I mean? And he's right. Yeah, I do remember that with the Argentinian thingy. Good on him.
Yeah, that's what we need. This is what we could, like, oh, God, all of them need to go. One last thing I just want to talk about. You tagged me in it. Talkie on, was it Wednesday night?
Yeah.
The video got put up. Obviously, this is, I live around the Bay Area. In Torquay, a gentleman was out having a cigarette or walking his dog or something. I don't know if it was early hours of the morning, not sure. And all of a sudden, he sees military coming over, like from the boats and getting off and wandering all around Torquay. Full military gear, guns. So he walked over and said something about, well, the Ukraine war's not coming here, is it, mate? He goes, what are you doing, training, is it? And all the guy turned round to say is, you'll find out soon, or in a second, or something like that. And apparently it was also over in Brixham. So I have searched. There's no military exercises reported because they do have to let the public know. There is absolutely zero, like Devon Live, it would definitely have been picked up. It's not the Western Morning News. There is zilch. Nothing. Were they United Nations troops? Is this foreign troops coming onto our land? Is this some of the people that come over on a boat? You know, we're putting up in the hotel. Is who knows? But
you haven't heard anything since then? No, just
absolutely zilch. There is nothing on it on the mainstream. It might be worth calling the council. Or I don't know where you'd call. Who would you call to find out what was going on? Please, can you explain?
They won't tell you anyway. But yeah, it might be worth. I don't know. Would know? Would you phone the police? Would you phone? I don't mean as in an emergency, but like a 101 type of thing. Just, you know, I don't know who you would phone. You can't just ring the military up, can you?
And I don't think you can put freedom of information requests in for like military operations. I even went on Vessel Finder, but I couldn't go back far enough. You can like the live streams. And I couldn't go back further to see if I could see. And I went on the CCTV webcams of the town. But again, I couldn't get back far enough to see, to check on the webcams.
Gosh, can I just tell you, I just seen a post of someone I know as well who said she's from Wales. And she said a bit weird in work today. They're putting lockdown measures in place, alarms sent to all rooms via telephone in case any intruders get in. We're advised that if someone does get in, to lock themselves in storerooms. And she said she's worked there for 27 years.
I saw this. Know
anything like this. And she said, really got me wondering if we're going to see some red flags come into play, or do they know something we don't? My spidey sense is a proper tingling right now.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. And actually, there was a school in Merthyr today in Wales that was under lockdown because my friend, her niece was there, and she took a selfie from underneath the table. And when she asked her, did she know why she was there? She said no. So again, they're traumatising the kids again here in Wales. I did put a status up saying, is it just comprehensive schools, secondary schools, or have primary schools had it? And there has been primary schools doing it as well. So we know this is not to keep the kids safe. We know that for a fact. So I don't know what their intentions are. It could be a whole number of things, really, couldn't it? But they're stepping up a gear.
Yeah, they really are. But we've got to put our faith in God in these times. We really are. You know, I follow all the, you know, the majority of the American prophets. In UK is being mentioned a lot that we are going to win. The whole lot is going to go. But we have to be strong in our faith right now and pray. And there is going to be a huge revival in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it needs to be.
Right. Kat, off you go. Where are you going to start? I want to hear about Wales first and the event in Cardiff, please.
All right. Well, yeah, me and Christy was there, actually. So, yeah, we'll talk about.
Where have you gone?
That first. That was really, really good. So we in the day, we were at the Zenith for our daytime event, which was like, you know, child friendly. We didn't have many there. We never do, but it's always a quality crowd. So there's about 30 people there, I think. So we had a few speeches. Nigel Thorne spoke, and he's amazing, isn't he, Nigel? And his research is incredible as well. Jeff came down from Thetford. I don't know where it is. Christy will know where he's from. I can't remember it. He came down and he did his speech as well. I spoke on home education for a change. I don't usually speak about that, but because it's so significant at the moment where, you know, people are just pulling their kids out left, right and centre, it was a good, you know, I thought it was a good time to speak about that. So I spoke on home ed. And then you had Christy then. She did a speech on this study on apparently a study showing that trans was recognised in the womb. So Christy did an amazing speech on that, which is on Facebook. I shared it. I shared them all. And then Alison Hocking came down from Blackpool, and people remember her from when she went into Dragtime Story Hour a couple of years back in Blackpool with Ada HD, and she managed to sneak in there and she basically confronted Ada HD, and hopefully we'll be able to put a video in the show notes. Some people would have already seen this anyway, but yeah, she confronted Ada there and then, and basically security came and sort of dragged her out of there. But it was very, really good, fair play to her. And she did a really good speech as well. You know, she was a foster carer for years, but she knows a lot about this ritualistic abuse, sacrificial ritualistic abuse and what have you. And she did a really strong, quite powerful speech on that. It was a really, really successful. And Kim and Lucia obviously did their bits as an amazing as always. It was a really good, really good day. And then when we went off then, Lucia had a little surprise birthday back at Rhiannon. So we stayed there and had, you know, because we were going back then, not to the centres, but we were going back to Cardiff Central for the first ever PCPW broadcast outside the BBC, which was absolutely brilliant. It went so well. And considering we're all complete amateurs and we, you know, we didn't know, we had the screen kept falling down. We had it like balanced because you couldn't do it against the wall because BBC's wall is not actually flat. It's like, what's the word? It's ripply.
Ripple?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's ripple. So we couldn't do it flat. So we had the screen and obviously we had our projector and the laptop and whatever and the table. And we had two, what do you call them, step ladders, right? And we kind of balanced them on the screen on the step ladder. But it was quite windy. So the wind just kept taking it down. So we had just amazing guys, Mike and Ian, who basically just stood holding on to these step ladders while we did. It was about 45 minutes the broadcast was, and the panel was Lucia, Kim, myself and Jeff. And it actually was really, really good. It was successful. And we plan on doing it again every 2 months, I think, once every 2 months or something like that. But not yet, not until October, because there's obviously the schools are breaking up now next week, I think, or the week after. So there's not going to be that much in terms of schools to report until we go back. So, but obviously, Lou, you was meant to be there as
I'm
well.
I'm so gutted.
And you couldn't come. You were really, really, really poorly, weren't you?
When 7 hour round trip. 7 hour round trip.
I know. We were going to get somebody to come and get you because I know you weren't actually that far from it. You were closer to us than we were to your own home. Do you know what I mean? And we would have come and got you. I know that you wouldn't have been able to actually come out.
I'd be throwing up and I'd it was horrendous. But as I say, I've been driving for 33 years, been designated driver back in the 90s, you know. Never had a problem, driven up and down the country. And I'm since around 2020, I have become a very nervous driver and getting headaches and lightheaded and almost a bit of anxiety before I'd get on a motorway. And now with this, they've got the smart motorways now fully installed.
Mm.
And Kim said she's had exactly the same. So I'm absolutely fine. No bother shooting around Devon. You know, even when I do get to London, not central London, but like around Hertfordshire and that, there doesn't seem to be a problem. But that motorway, it was awful.
Yeah, so. You're not the only one either has done stuff to other. It was just such a shame. It was such a shame. But obviously what was more important was that you were safe and well.
Yeah,
you
know
what I mean? So next time.
Exactly. Well, that's it for tonight. We will be back on Monday. I'm going to be organising some interviews coming up. We've got some Prophecy Watch coming up. We may reduce the show, as we said last week, maybe to once a week because we are all so, so busy. And maybe we do a big news roundup of what's caught our eyes that week. And then that way we'll have a little bit more time to research it and point out things that maybe others won't see. So that's something we're all going to have to discuss. We're going to be doing some live shows on Patreon. So watch this space, libertytactics.co.uk. If you'd like to buy some coffee, we'd very much appreciate it. Check out Catherine's blog at exposingthelie.info. Christy is Christy Tucker on Facebook. You can find her there. Christine is at Q-Team Awesome on True Social. And Jason Nota, still doing it in a Scouse accent. Jason is on TikTok under Liberty Tactics. That's it for tonight. We will be back Monday. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Good night. Thank you. God bless.